So we have received from the AIA Urban Design Panel some documents talking about the process as they see it for design review, and wanting to kind of brainstorm on how they can insert themselves in that process on a volunteer basis. Obviously, they're not. They're a private entity. That's, you know, nobody elects them or appoints them. So it would be completely voluntary process that they would be setting up. But I think they also have some ideas about how they'd like to see the design review process itself changed. And they're wanting to have they're going to have an open house to discuss this with their membership. But they also want to host a retreat with us, or I don't know if they're hosting it, but we would be holding a retreat with them. So I wanted to kind of make my fellow commissioners aware of this process that's going on. And I think it's it would be worth discussing.
I'm sorry, I was out of town. But
yeah.
Didn't they come and present what their thinking was?
Yes. They did.
And so is this a response to what you folks said that day? Or was this always part of the plan? Or are they getting cranky?
I don't know if it's they. I think it's a
few
splinter group within the group. And so, but I think this would be a good opportunity to kind of hear and and respond. And but you should kind of take a look at this.
Yeah.
And some of the presented information wasn't actually factual in the last presentation, and that was part of what was our information back to them. And then the non-factual information is still kind of rampant in some of this information.
Yeah.
So I think part of the mission is to kind of at least have accurate information that reflects the actual process,
right?
Timing, et cetera. And then kind of understand that even design commission is a open and flowing process that can change and morph to the betterment of everyone. And I think it's interesting also that their first, I guess since that presentation, their first formal review was on the GOAT blocks that we received last week, right? And so, which I thought was, you know, pointed out things that were supportive of the project and pointed out things how the project could improve, which is what we were hoping for. And so I think the first test that came through was successful, but this doesn't necessarily describe that same process. So
right, it's sort of like a what we're seeing is like it's great, what they're doing on that level is great, but we're also getting kind of some spleen venting going on the side, and so the spleen venting is something that we're going to have to address.
So is this the July 9th thing set for sure?
It is.
Yes.
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 Okay.
And what time is that?
It's 4 to 6 on July 9th, and the format that they're talking about is to set up 6 tables. Each table talks about one of these items, one of these 6 items. Yeah. And then people could just walk around and give their input on each of the issues.
Right, but the date yet to be set would be having a retreat with them to talk about
what they've heard.
The way the world works. Or doesn't. So, okay. So I just want to make everyone aware of that as we move forward. We don't need to solve that one right now, but it's there. Okay, so moving forward, though, I do want to get everything else underway. The first item on our agenda today is the Central City 2035 plan briefing. The BPS staff presenters who are here are Carl Lyle and Mark Raggett, and Kara Fiervanti is here as well. So do you want to...
Sure, we could start, and then you could read the Type 3 stuff before.
Oh, right, after the